Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Becca Tobin, Kelty Knight, and Jack Vanek. Thanks so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thank you for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you for free every week.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 lady gang. Happy birthday to us.
We did it.
We're one.
I can't believe it.
We're 1 year old.
We're one.
This is
7 in dog years.
I feel so old for being one.
I do too. We have gained so many wrinkles, many dimples on our
asses. Stressful. But let's say something nice.
It's been great. We love you guys for listening.
Yeah.
And without you listeners, we would not be back here every week talking about pooping and farting and tampons and sex. And we just love you guys. And because of you guys listening, we really appreciate it. We get to have fun. So selfishly, for me, that's the reason to do this.
Yeah. Get to talk shit, drink champagne.
It's great.
And also, I want to verbally thank both of you, too, because, you know, not to get all choked up here, but it's been a lot of work, you know? It's been a lot of work to get this off the ground. We almost got sued once. We had some scary moments. We almost got ourselves in a lot of debt. And you know, we haven't made a penny yet. And we're going to make money this year, I think, maybe. But
we want that check, man.
But, you know, we're just doing our best, and it's been really great. This has been a fun ride. I've learned a lot about myself and my analness.
Oh, my God.
I've learned a lot about our bodily functions.
I've learned a lot about myself and my laziness.
Same.
But yes, thank you, everybody. If you are listening for the first time, that's kind of crazy, but welcome. I'm Becca Tobin, actress and blogger. Across from me, Kelty Knight, entertainment host, and Instagram's It Girl.
Yeah.
And to my right, Jack Vanek, CEO and clothing designer of Jack Vanek. Our fun fact is that we're celebrating our first birthday, and that's all that matters.
Yep, we made it.
All right.
We did it.
I guess we can announce that we're going to do a season two.
Oh my God, you guys, we got picked up for another season.
We got picked up. So we got
hard.
The green light.
I was nervous.
We were nervous if we were going to be successful enough to be able to bring you this again, and they said yes. And so you have us for another 52 weeks of your life. So,
on that note,
so good week emoji.
And it's time for.
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, I am monopolizing the good week this week.
Yes, you are.
Because I got married.
I never
Mrs. Becca.
Never
Rebecca Martin. Never. I know.
Rebecca Martin. When we started Lady Gang, you would have told me on our first birthday, Becca will be married. I would have been like, what are you talking about?
I wasn't even engaged at that point.
No, it's crazy.
When you showed us the engagement ring pick, I still thought you were joking.
It's true. So did a lot of
people. Congratulations, Becca.
Thanks, guys. We want to tell you all the details, but we're saving that to get you over to our website and our blog, because we're sharing some really, really fun details that only you guys will get to feast your eyes on.
Feast.
So that was our collective good week. And then I'm going to go into bad week, which I feel like I shouldn't have one this week. Is that weird?
Yeah, I feel like you need to skip a bad week.
I would say like the stress leading up to the wedding is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Not going to lie about that. But
it's
then
real.
Yeah, it's real.
You just need to like, you know, bask in the good week of being married for a second before you get pissed off about something.
It's true. I can't.
And like, you're
pissed.
Probably going to have a UTI like in the next couple days.
Oh, so. For sure. 100%. All alcohol, no water, and sex.
Yeah. So you're
Thanks
screwed.
So much. All right, Kelty.
Happy wedding. Well, I know it's our birthday, and I didn't plan this to be, you know, a belated wedding gift / birthday present for the Lady Gang, but I have had the worst bad week of all the bad weeks in the history of Lady Gang.
Please tell us.
So, we all know that I get up very early in the morning. Have I told you that in the past 52 episodes? I don't think so. So, it actually happened this morning. So, I didn't have a lot of sleep. I woke up and I had to be at work extra early. So, it was 4:45 a.m. And it's pitch black. And what I have a little, like, my bathroom is attached to my bedroom. And I always do the same three things every morning. I can get out the door in 5 minutes. I brush my teeth. I take my pill. And I put face cream on. I sleep in my pajamas and I go to work in my flip-flop and pajamas. So like there's no getting ready. There's no turning on a light. I try to like get in and get out so I don't wake up my husband. Mm-hmm. So this morning I go into the bathroom and like, and I'm kind of still like, oh, it's the middle of the night, I'm real tired. And I go to take a sip of water out of the tap to take my pill, and I knock out my front tooth.
Oh, wait.
And I brought a photo to show you. Oh, I knock out my front tooth. It falls. So I have veneers.
Okay.
And I got them when I was in high school because I had baby's chiclet teeth. And so my whole veneer, and there's not much tooth underneath, falls out in my hand. Thank God it didn't go down the drain. And I go to Chris and I go, Chris? And he goes, what, babe? And I go, I lost my tooth. And is it so good? Jack, describe it.
Oh, my God. You look like you're 85 years old.
Oh, my God.
And so then I put my tooth in a plastic bag, and it's now 5 a.m., and I text my bosses, and I say, well, I'm not coming to work today. I have no front tooth. And they're like, what? Blah, blah, blah. And so then I have to sit there in bed with Chris and try not to talk, because it actually hurts, till 8 a.m. when the doctor opens.
Is your like, baby tooth
my
really
baby
sensitive?
Tooth is sensitive because it's been filed down. So it's like the root is basically just there.
Oh my God.
So that's not even the best part, guys. There's so much more.
Oh my God. Wait.
So that's already horrible. And I'm like terrified. And honestly, anyone that's had like extreme, have you ever had extreme dental work?
No.
Like I've regretted getting veneers my whole life. I had really bad teeth, but I like wish I had just owned my like bad chompers instead of like, doing the veneers, because you dream every night you're going to lose your teeth. You're going to lose your teeth. Like it's such a weird feeling. I think it's maybe how girls with fake boobs feel, Jack. No? Anyway, so
Shut up.
So I'm laying there, and at 8 o'clock I call the dentist. I'm like, emergency. He's like, come in right away. So I get in my car, and then I remember last night when I was driving home from
you needed gas.
Work, I needed gas, and I thought I'm probably going to run out of gas on the way to work in the morning, but it's okay because I'm going to go get gas as soon as I get to work. So I get in the car and I'm like running to this appointment, and then I'm like,
oh my God.
Out of the gas. So I pull up to the gas station and I start trying to get the gas in my car. And it's one of those machines that only uses a debit card. I don't understand this. When did we start using debit cards at gas stations? I'm so confused. I'm putting it in, I'm taking out, nothing's happening. I take the nozzle out, I put it in the car, nothing's happening. I'm like, well, maybe this till is broken. I drive to the next till. I put my thing in, it doesn't work. I'm like, fuck this. I get in my car, one tooth, Ziploc bag my other tooth. I drive down Highland. I find another gas station. I put it in the thing. Fine, whatever. Anyway. And then, to finish it off, happy ending. My tooth is back on.
Looks so they great. Use the same tooth.
They use the same tooth. They cemented it in. He goes, it's going to last. If it lasts 3 days, it'll last another year. Great. So he's like, it'll either fall off in 3 days and I'll have to go back, or like it will last. So we don't know yet. Let you know. So then, last thing, I'm going, I have the day off work. So I was like, well, I'm going to get some things done. And I have to get my blood taken a lot because I'm on this medicine. So I'm like, let me go get my blood done so I don't have to do it next week. So I go get my blood done and I sit down in the blood chair, already having a no tooth morning. And the woman's like, oh, I'm a student. Is that okay?
No.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, well,
no,
you're going to end up with a numb arm like me.
Did you have a student once?
No, but I got a shot. My arm is still numb like 6 months later.
Okay. So I'm like, yeah, it's fine. What else can go wrong today? This woman, I'm sitting there and I always look away when they put the needle in so I can do whatever. And she's like, okay. And she like jams it in so, mm-hmm. I've never had a student do my blood. She jams it in so hard and then she can't get the vein. So she's fishing around with the needle in the vein. It was horrendous. And then she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yep. You're doing great, honey. And I'm trying to be positive,
you're
Kelsey.
You're so nice. I would have slapped her across the face.
I would have too.
Anyway, then I was here earlier and the light fixture fell on me and I just thought this is a hell of a day.
Wow. I don't know if you can
you
even
let me win?
Do I win?
Do I even like need a good week, bad week? Mine's so stupid compared to yours.
What is it?
Well, wait, first I have a question.
Can you talk more about me though? I'm feeling awful.
No, that's awful.
No, do you regret getting your veneers? Is that something
100%.
100%. Because my teeth are all messed up because I grind them.
No, don't do it.
No veneers?
Well, the thing is that he explained, this is kind of an interesting thought. He was like, you basically have a bad 90s boob job in your mouth. I know that sounds crazy, boob jobs are so good now that like
you,
okay, can
you
get,
got them so long ago.
I got them when I was in high school, so it was like
and
99.
In Canada.
Well, hey. But
it was probably free.
What they did when you got veneers like
get
15 years ago. Yeah, right?
Sorry. Free healthcare veneers.
No, we paid for them. If it's cosmetic, you have to pay.
I'm kidding. You know.
can just get like a facelift whenever you want in Canada. It is a jolly country. It's not that jolly. So anyway, back then they really filed down your regular teeth to be very tiny little nubs.
Which makes me cringe.
It's horrible. And then they put the teeth on top, like crowns.
Now what do they do? The front of it.
Now they just kind of file down a little bit and then put a casing on it. So you have the strength of like your whole tooth under there. I just have like a tiny niblet of a tooth under there. It's disgusting.
One of my friends has veneers and she has knocked her front tooth out many times by eating a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. A sandwich.
A sandwich.
Yeah. I knocked my front tooth on a teacup once. That's horrible.
I would live in fear about knocking my teeth out.
But let me just say that you're that person when I watch movies and I see someone do this one thing, I'm like, people don't do that in real life. Put your mouth under the tap to take a pill or to drink water. I'm like, anytime I see that in a movie, I'm like, that's not real. People don't do that, but apparently they do. So thank you for clearing that up.
Chris always says to me, Kelty, you're such a hurricane that like you just are breaking things on your way. Like, because my computer's always broken, my phone's always broken.
Your tooth,
my hair is falling out. Like, it's just like,
you gotta chill out. You're stressing yourself out.
Top that, Vanek.
I'm not going to.
Do you even want to do your bad week?
Do I need to?
No. Yes.
It's not good. I'm gonna save it for next week.
I just had a thought though.
What?
Are you taking things for your bones?
Oh, because of the Accutane?
No, just because you have the skinniest wrists and forearm. Like, your bones are the smallest I've ever seen on a human.
Do you think she's getting osteoporosis?
And I just want to make sure you're taking care of your bones.
You need to go.
While we're talking about your teeth falling out.
Kelty.
Doesn't she have the skinniest?
Becca, my tooth fell out because I knocked it full force onto a metal faucet.
Your tooth also fell out because it was a fake tooth.
But it had me thinking about you being a hurricane and you were flailing your arms around like that. And I was like, those are the skinniest arms I've ever seen.
I know, you are looking
and
really
you,
skinny.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of weird. It's great though.
Maybe you're like, I don't know. What's that movie about that guy that like aged?
It's already been a bad enough day, Becca. I don't need any of this judgment.
I'm telling you how skinny you are.
Yeah,
it's
you're
like
right.
When people keep are like, coming. Oh, you need to gain weight.
And you're like,
what a bad day. All right. Anyways, we're done here.
I forfeit my good week, buddy.
What's coming up?
We got a mom talking about hemorrhoids.
Yep.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Well, guys, since it is our birthday, happy birthday to us.
Number one.
We've invited back our very first Lady Gang guest ever to celebrate with us. She is the woman who kicked it all off for us and was cool enough to say yes, and I will come on your podcast, even though we had no idea what we were doing. The show's much better now, we like to think. She's a former bachelorette turned queen of affordable style on her blog, AllieLoves.com. And most importantly, we have a bone to pick with her because, Becca, do you remember?
Yep.
The last time she came, we had this whole thing where we're like, it's a boozy mimosa brunch. We're going to drink champagne. And our first guest ever was like, oh, no, I'll just have water. And we thought, well, what a piss in the dark. How boring. But the reason that she wasn't drinking champagne is that 2 weeks later, she announced that she was pregnant.
I'm guilty.
Also, we had a whole conversation where we were talking about wedding planning, and I was like, you should just get pregnant.
And you were like,
and you must have been just dying inside.
Everybody know.
Pause. Yeah. I'm not done. She's more intro.
Oh, more intro.
A year has passed, and now she is the mom to beautiful daughter Molly, who has, P.S., almost as many Instagram followers as me, and she was just born. Welcome back, Allie.
Gosh.
It's not okay.
Are you guys happy to have me back? Or is this like,
Kelty's
we hate
best.
You, you're back.
I'm so excited that you came back because you kicked it all off. And honestly, you know, from the Lady Gang, a big thank you, though. Because, you know, now we can get anyone.
Mm-mm.
Not true.
Not true.
Still,
not
you're the biggest guest we've ever had in a year. But, you know, it was a big thing that you said yes and you came on and you were probably throwing up. So how long did you keep the secret that you're pregnant?
Well, first of all, I've listened to so many of you guys' podcasts over the last year, and you've had some incredible guests, and congratulations.
Thank
Happy
you.
Birthday.
Thanks, girl.
Gosh, how did I keep it a secret? I don't know. I just lied a lot.
Were you guys trying?
We tried for 3 months. A lot of people try forever and can't get pregnant, so we got really lucky. We were trying, which was so stupid because we were planning a wedding at the same time, and I'm like, well, let's just keep trying because we never know, and then we got pregnant.
And so the wedding has not happened yet.
No. So we put the wedding on hold because
is it still on hold?
No. We are getting married.
Yeah. But you're keeping it a secret, the date?
Yes. The date is set. It is early 2017.
Do you have a dress?
I do.
Are you doing New Year's Eve?
No.
say. I think you have a friend that did that once. Anyway, so, okay, not New Year's Eve. So, good. Well, you know, you're weddings not- are great. We just had the blast.
Congratulations, yay! You're married. Thank you.
Look at you.
Look at me. I'm just a blushing bride.
Yes, you are.
You're the blushingest bride.
Allie, uh-huh. We're so glad you're here because we've had some moms on, and none of them talk real like you. So, update us. A.
Yeah.
How's your vagina? What happened after birth?
How did it go bad?
How was the birth?
Welcome back.
How was the birth?
Horrible.
Was it horrible? When did you start feeling it?
Well, actually, I don't even know if I've talked about this, but my doctor broke my water by accident.
So how do you do that?
I was in, it was like a week before I was due, and it was 8 days before I was due, and I was on her, and those days matter when you're that far along. And I was on her table, and she was feeling to feel if I was dilated, and she stuck her finger out there, and she's like, and you're not really, you're like maybe, almost, maybe an inch, like a tight inch.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I was like, can you do that membrane sweep thing? They like sweep your membranes, it's called, to get things going.
Because you were done being pregnant
at
that point.
I was so over it. I was in pain. I was, it was the worst. So she's like, yeah, I'll do that. So she sticks her fingers up and they basically like, I don't know, for sweep the inside of you and pop.
Do you hear it?
Oh, it's like a pop, an audible pop, and
like a water
gush.
Oh my God.
It was crazy. Water went everywhere, all over. I go, and Kevin looks at her and goes, has this ever happened? And she's like, nope, never. I was like, oh my God, like this is bad. Like this wasn't supposed to happen.
No.
So then they put two maxi pads on me. So it was a lot. I'm too deep at that point, waddling out of her room to go straight to the hospital because we're like, we're having a baby today.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
As I'm walking through the hospital, like Kevin dropped me off so he could go because the valet was like bad and wouldn't take the car. So he dropped me off at the hospital and he said the way he found me was he followed the trail of water all the way through the hospital.
Oh my God.
And that's with two maxi pads. It feels like you're peeing your pants nonstop and you just can't stop peeing.
Does it feel like anything or it's just water?
Did it hurt?
It feels
when
like you're peeing. I mean, it didn't hurt. No. But it was just, I remember I started shaking and hyperventilating and I just looked at him and we both started crying. We're like, oh my God, we're having our baby today. Like, this is crazy. And it's funny because we actually took a photo of the two of us in like the reflection of a window right before we went into the appointment because I'm like, I just have a feeling like this is going to be the last photo. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Weird.
But you know what? If she could pop it, I mean, I don't know anything about anything, but I feel like by the time you got to the car or like that night, it would have popped on its own. Like clearly you were ready to go.
I hope so. Because sometimes I think, I'm like, was she ready? Like, was she supposed to be born when she was?
Oh my God. That is crazy.
It is crazy.
Did you have like an easy delivery after that?
Oh, gosh, no.
No?
No. I don't even know.
It's fascinated by this.
The story is so long, but I'll try to make it quick. But, I mean, no. Essentially, they had to induce me because my contractions weren't progressing on their own because my water was broken.
Artificially.
Yeah, artificially. Yeah. So they had to give me Pitocin, which is awful.
Everybody hates it.
Wait, what is it?
It's a drug that basically makes your uterus contract. So think of, in most, I've never had a natural birth, so I don't know, but everything I've read has said basically like a natural birth, like the contractions hurt, but they're much more bearable. Pitocin contractions are hell on earth.
Oh my
God. It is.
And you didn't have a...
epidural. Oh, I did. Trust me. As soon as I got there, I'm like, when can I get the epidural? They're like, whenever you want, which I didn't know. I always thought that it could wear off and you had to wait till a certain point. That's not the case anymore. They basically put it in you, put it in a drip IV, and you can
get
the drugs the whole
time. Like right away.
But I did kind of want to wait a little bit, and I did because I wanted to feel what real childbirth felt like, you know? So I was like, okay, I'm doing this. And then my doctor comes in. She's like, why are you still doing this? And then I went from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. I was screaming. And then, of course, the anesthesiologist just couldn't come because he was backed up. So then I had to go through like 2 hours of screaming my head off. And anyway,
like, are you crying? Like, are you screaming like hysterical? Like
in agony?
Like,
can you imagine? Have you ever screamed because you were in pain?
Right, like when you hit your toe or like, you know?
That's like, ow!
Yeah.
Like that. Like this is like. You would turn into a wild beast woman.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best way to describe it.
Was the pain a long, like, were you, like, minutes in this pain, or was it, like, pain out?
It was, like, pain for a minute, and then it's supposed to stop in between contractions, but I had a lot of back labor, and back labor doesn't really stop in between contractions. Oh. So, anyway, I did get the epidural. Long story, but it didn't work. I mean, it worked on half of my body, but didn't work on the
that
other
happened
side.
To my sister.
I was in labor for 22 hours.
What?
And it didn't really work. And
like the left side of your body, it worked?
It worked on my left. You're exactly right. It did not work on my right. And there was like times where it would come in the right, but then it would go away. And then, I mean, there's so many things, and it was, I feel like I've like mentally blocked it out.
Of course.
But like at one point the nurse turned it off by accident, and my doctor yelled at her. She's like, "What are you doing?" And then when it's turned off, they can't just flip a switch and turn it back on, like turning it off. They have to call the anesthesiologist back up. And then at one point they like pumped me full of so many other drugs because it wasn't working that I started throwing up and convulsing multiple times. I couldn't even hold Molly. I got to hold her for 2 seconds when she came out, but after that they had to take her because I was in more pain after she came out than before because I was full of so much drugs. They didn't work. I was in so much pain. I was throwing up. I was convulsing. She came sunny side up, which basically most women can't push a baby up who's facing up because they can push her out, the doctor said, because it's like too hard. They have to go to an emergency C-section, but somehow I got her out. Oh
my God. You are a goddess.
Like, so I had a birth photographer. So I actually have a picture of her coming out of
face
me,
up,
facing me because she's face up and me looking at her for the first time. It's the most incredible photo. I should share it. I feel like maybe I'll like blur out my
vagina. Yeah. Maybe you could put like a fun emoji there.
Yeah.
Like a sunflower.
Or an egg. Or like a butterfly. Sunny side up.
That's so cute.
It's crazy. And so how was Kevin?
Kevin bawled his eyes out. It's so funny because I told him before, I was like, you need to stay like north of like my waist. I do not want you down there looking at what's going on. You're never going to want to have sex with me again. Yeah.
See what
happens down there. And so I told him that. But as soon as like we got into it, he just wanted to see because basically I was pushing for 2 hours. So once you're finally dilated, you can start pushing. And 2 hours is a really long time to push. So as that was happening, the doctor kept saying, her head's poking out. And Kevin wanted to see. I'm like, I'm not going to deny him that. So, and you're in so much pain, you just don't even care. Like at one point, I actually told them to bring me, or they asked if I wanted a mirror. And I was like, yeah, which normally I would have been
hell no.
Yeah, I watched it. By the way, I also watched some other really nasty stuff down there. Like,
did you poop?
Say it. No, I didn't.
Hemorrhoids.
Poop. Hemorrhoids. I watched one. I was like,
wait, you watched it?
We just talked about this on another episode.
My sister had like a bundle of grapes coming out of her butthole.
Yeah, that's like pretty much what happened.
It's really
I watched a bubble come out. I was like, what the heck?
Wait,
what
am I pushing?
I don't want to know. It's awful. But the reason I wanted the mirror is because I would push and I was kind of numb, but not really numb because the drugs weren't working. So you don't really know how far she's coming out. Yeah. And then when you are done pushing, because you're have so many drugs in you, if you decide to do that, and I kept telling them to give me more when they weren't working, I couldn't tell if she was like slipping back in. So by putting the mirror there, I could see how I could clench and hold her in that position and then give another push to get her out. So as soon as they put the mirror there, I got her out within like 15 minutes. But before that, I was pushing for an hour and 45 minutes.
That's crazy.
Did you have a bikini wax?
No.
Before?
But I have had laser down there.
Okay, so you weren't like,
she wasn't like coming out of the forest.
No.
That concerns me.
That's a... Really?
What? Getting caught, like, at that moment, you didn't know you were going to have a baby, so you could have, like, been a day away from your next whatever, and then you're like a wildebeast, and I just think that's
but
scary.
But who's looking down there other than you and your mirror and the doctor?
And your husband.
Well,
and the photos that live forever.
Yeah, I mean, it's so gross that, like... I would say you wouldn't care, but then again, it's so gross that anything you can do to make it not
better.
As gross.
Yeah.
But I love how real you are, though, because, I mean, you wouldn't have known the baby was coming, so you didn't have your lashes done. You didn't have your blowout. You're not a typical celebrity.
Were you planning on doing that?
I had been getting lash extensions at that point.
Okay, good.
Like, when I
so you were ready.
So that's smart.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good way that, like, your lashes will be there. But
if at any point you're going to get lash extensions, it's for that.
I think that's a great idea.
And I didn't have someone come do my makeup, but I was like at one point like going through contractions like
putting on makeup
and lipstick and like trying to look presentable.
I love that.
That's cute.
I'd do the same.
But you know what? Since Facetune, you don't even have to do that.
I didn't Facetune anything. I should have.
You
can always Facetune a little bit of something.
A friend of mine had a baby and I'm like, how do you look like that? Like right after, hours after. And she's like, girl, I don't look like this. Like, hell no.
She's like, I put blush on with Facetune.
Like mascara through Facetune. I'm like, genius.
Amazing. Now, Ali, you're not like a real celebrity mom because all the other celebrity moms we know have like 7 nannies and a chef. Ugh. And I said to Ali, you know, we were texting and I said, listen, it's the Lady Gang's 1 year anniversary. Like, you were our first guest. Will you come back? I know you're so busy with a brand new baby. And she was like, well, as long as it works our schedule, because we don't have any help. We just work between Kevin and I's schedule. This is insane to me.
Yeah, it's really tough, honestly. I mean, I'm so lucky.
You're still regular.
Like,
it's crazy.
Well, I want a nanny. Let's be clear. But, I mean, it's hard. I'm really lucky that I work on my blog, so I work from home. Yeah. And that's, you know, a blessing. But, yeah, it's hard. I mean, because we don't have family either. That's the one thing. It's one, if you have family around, you don't need a nanny or babysitter or anything. But we don't have family. I mean, his brother lives like 45 minutes away, but that's different. It's not a mom. You need your mom.
Yeah.
When, you know, when you're a mom. So yeah, it's tough. But I need it. I want.
Are you sleeping? Like, how's the sleep situation?
No, not at all. She is waking up every 2.5 to 3 hours, sometimes every hour. And the thing is, when she was 2 months, she was waking up, or she was sleeping almost 8 hours.
Oh, wow.
And then she went through a sleep regression at 3 months, and now, so the 8 hours thing was like maybe a handful of nights, but now she's waking up consistently for the last month every 2.5 hours. So imagine like not ever getting more than 2 hours of sleep ever.
Crazy.
For a month. Like, it wears
it's crazy.
Like,
that's insane.
I'm driving sometimes and I'm like, I zone out.
Like, I don't know where I am.
Oh my God, there's all these like half asleep moms on the road everywhere. Like, we're all doomed. Like, everyone stay off the roads.
Have you found time to like reconnect with Kevin? Or is it just like overwhelming?
Go survivor mode.
Yeah.
No. I mean, honestly, like, it, and sometimes I think, like, oh my gosh, like, we're getting married soon. And like, I want like to be in that like honeymoon phase. And like, right now, there is no like,
you just can't.
Oh, romantic date night. Like, let's have sex. Like, it's like, no, you're sleeping in the other room. And if I'm laying in bed, I'm not having sex with you. I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
No, like, but I love that.
It is so hard. Yeah. And I don't like to talk about like motherhood as like a negative thing, because I feel like one thing that pissed me off so much when I was pregnant is so many moms would be like, just wait.
Ugh.
Like, just wait until this. And I was so mad that everyone made it so negative. Like, I was like, Kevin and I like made a promise to each other. Like, we're going to be positive about this no matter what, but we're going to be real about it.
Yeah.
It's super hard. It is the hardest thing ever, but you have to like go with it, laugh with it.
Yeah.
You know. Deal with it.
And it helps that she's so cute.
She's adorable.
She's so cute.
Thank you.
And thank God you're good at Instagram, so we can really all enjoy her 20,000 whatever followers. Her own damn Instagram. I was like, oh, what's Allie up to? And then you're tagging her, and I'm like, did they make her an Instagram? And I was like, wait, how did she get on this?
How many followers is she?
Do you guys think I'm super lame? That
no,
I
think no. It's smart. Oh my God. And I wish that my parents had done it when I was born.
Like, how cool will that be when she grows up and she gets to see, like, a progression of things?
And all my friends have them for their kids.
You can also create a career for her.
Yeah.
Like, in a crazy way, in a realistic way, you can definitely create.
You can make money off your baby.
College fund.
Hey, Gerber, are you listening?
Right.
She wants her endorsement.
But maybe not immediately, but it's like, hey, here's this like new way of making money, and I'm like helping you out, girl.
Yeah, it's
that's
just her.
What I think.
And you're going to take pictures of her and post it anyway, so you might as well make some dollar bills.
And also, as someone who follows a lot of female bloggers for like outfit or lifestyle inspiration, there's nothing worse than when, this has happened to me many times, when your favorite blogger has a baby, and then the blog that was like fashion
turns
and home
baby.
Goods turns baby. And you're like, where's my inspirational West Elm post? Like, I appreciate that you're still doing your fashion and your affordable and your cute boots for fall on your Instagram and a Molly picture once in a while. And then if I want to like really get deep in your child, I can head over to her Instagram and see like every moment.
That sounds very strange.
No, that's smart. I think it's good.
Yeah, no, that was the main point. I knew I wanted to share a lot of pictures of her, but I didn't want to make it my personal Instagram all about her. But yeah.
So on a positive note, what has been the best part? Has there been a moment where you just thought, this is why I did this?
I mean,
are you too tired right now?
It's like she keeps like, you up all night. There's no.
I can't believe how lively you are, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Gosh, I don't know.
I
drink a lot of coffee.
Like,
today.
Just FYI, we don't have children, and you look better than all three of us.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're insane. Way more energy than we all do.
Yeah.
Not true.
You're superwoman.
Well, Kelty, you have like 10 jobs, so I don't know how you function on a daily basis.
True facts. But the best thing, has there been a moment where you're like, I'm a mom right now? Like, it's all happening.
I mean, it's so hard to say that everything's good. I mean, you know, like there's even the nights where I'm waking up in the middle of the night every 2 hours are good, you know, because it's just I see her and then she like she always smiles at me like in the middle of eating. She'll be like on the boob and then look up at me and smile. And it's just like the sweetest thing ever. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if this is super sweet or a little weird. But yeah, I mean, she's giggling so much right now. Like Kevin and I live to make her smile. I mean, we spend our entire days just –
you know, doing everything we can to get a smile out of her. Some, there was like hidden cameras in our house. People would be like, what? These people are crazy. Like the sounds we make and the things we do. But yeah, it's all good. I mean, it's all good. And honestly, like in a little bit of a selfish way, it's awesome because I'm like, this is so cool. Like, this is my DNA, like in this little human that looks like me and is my, like, I think, yeah. I always think of her as mine, which she's her own human, like in person. Right. So I shouldn't think of her that way. But I'm always like, you're mine. I love you. So it's all good.
Last thing before we go to a fun game I prepared for us. what would you say to all the women out there that are, you know, our ages and thinking like kids, no kids, should I not? Like, I'm not talking the moms that are, you've known you wanted to have children since you were 8 years old.
Kelsey's asking for herself.
I'm asking for myself.
Yeah, what's going on with you? When are you having babies?
Well, that, so when you turn like 30 something, every single day, someone's like, when are you having a baby? When are you having a baby? Mm-hmm. What do you think about, you know, because we live in this generation where a lot of women are deciding like, kids aren't for me. Like, it's not the baby boomer generation where every mom has four babies.
You right. know what I mean? And it's okay to say that.
Right.
Yeah, of course. I think so, for sure.
What do you say? Like, it's so much work that, you know, you should really, really want to have a baby or what?
It's funny because when we decided, like, it was on 4th of July and we were both drunk in our pool, like, making out. We're like, let's have a baby.
Not even amazing. Smart.
I'm pretty amazing. Sure we're like, let's start practicing right now.
That's amazing.
So we, you know, at the time, like, I had no idea what a responsibility it was. And looking back, if I could do anything differently, I would have partied a little bit more. I know that sounds crazy, but traveled and just like lived it up a little bit more. And Kevin and I actually said, we decided 4th of July, we were going to start trying like in September. So we thought we would take the rest of the summer and like have our last hurrah is what we called it. Well, we were in bed by every night by 8 o'clock during our last hurrah.
That feels like such a hurrah to me.
Being I love that. It's amazing.
Maybe it was because I'm not sleeping now.
Yeah, but, you had a full night's sleep.
That's what you were doing. So then we were like, you know what? I think it was like August. We're like, let's just start trying at the beginning of August. Because obviously we're ready because we're going to bed at 8 o'clock every night. But I wish that we didn't let ourselves. I wish that we like went to Vegas one last time and did all these like last minute things. But I will say that it is impossible to have it all. I really do think that now. I think that you can strive to have it all as a mom, but I don't think you can.
Yeah.
One thing I will say is that like working multiple jobs and doing a lot of things, like when you're ready, Kelty, my advice like for someone like you would be like, you need to be ready to like put some things on the back burner because it is a full-time and a half job. It's not a full-time job. It's an 80 plus hour, you know, 120 hour a week job. It's just all the time, all night long, all day. So you just have to be willing to sacrifice.
But I have a question for you. Did it put things into perspective, like in a way that you could not have had not having the baby, like with your career where you get so invested and you get so heartbroken over not getting opportunity, like jobs or whatever. And it's all about like the next job and the next thing and the paycheck and the this and that, like having her and be honest. Cause like a lot of people are like, it just puts it in perspective that those things aren't that important. But I have trouble feeling like I'm not going to still be as concerned about my career when I have the baby.
It doesn't. Mm-hmm. To answer your question, let me say this. For instance, my blog has become more important to me. Like, I'm like, I need to make the money. This girl's got to have a good life. I want to provide for her. I want to give her a sibling. We need to make as much money as possible so we can give our, you know, our family a good life. But on the other flip side, I was offered a pilot a week ago and I turned it down. I turned it down. They came back double the money offering me to do the show. And I just said, I'm sorry, but it would take so much time away from Molly. And I'm able to make a living working from home and being with her all the time. And to take this job, I'd be away from her all week working 12-hour days. Like, it's not worth it to me.
Yeah.
Before her, I would have jumped at the job when they were offering me half the money.
Yeah.
You know, I would have been like, yep, I'm in a TV show, like a talk show, I'm in, let's do this.
Yeah.
So it's different. Like, my time is so much more valuable to me now that I won't do it for just any job.
Yeah.
But like, making money is more important to me than ever.
Good to know. Yeah.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the lady gang.
Let's play a game.
Yeah.
This game is called Playdate or Hate, but here's the thing.
No hate, Kelsey.
I hate the word hate. So I thought like...
Playdate or no thanks.
No, that's a... Playdate or late? Like you're late to the playdate, like is the bad?
Playdate. Play or nay?
Play or nay. There okay. we go. That's right. so good.
Okay. I don't know what we're doing, but so, those things sound great.
Well, it was supposed to be play date or hate, and basically we're going to name some famous moms and their children, and we are all going to decide if we would want to have a play date with them if we were moms.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh.
Okay, so play or nay. Let's start with Beyonce and Blue Ivy.
Ooh.
Nay.
I say nay, too. I don't think nay. It's that fun.
No. It probably sucks. And then... Blue Ivy gets all the attention and your kid will just get, like, kicked in a corner.
But at least Blue Ivy looks like Jay-Z and not Beyonce.
So mean.
Well, I feel like Blue Ivy, there's, even if they're trying to be the best parents ever and, like, make sure she knows discipline, like, no. she's spoiled no matter what, yeah. you know? Yeah. Yeah. And so I don't want, like, Molly learning that, like, that's
yeah. the Blue or looking Ivy's. At her and being like, why not me, mommy?
Yeah, why don't I have a Givenchy dress? Yeah.
Why can 20 of our houses fit in one of their houses? Like,
okay. Kim K and Northwest.
Nay.
I say yay. To ballet class, and they can each wear their little bonbon blazers over their tutus. So
who's
cute.
Buying your kid's blazer?
We're just borrowing one from Martha's closet. Doesn't she have seven closets?
She has a billion of them.
I'm going to say yay, only because I love Kris Jenner. I mean, you've met Kris Jenner plenty of
yes.
times, Kelty. And she's just so awesome that, like, I'd want Molly to, like, know her, because I feel like she's such, like, a boss lady and could, like,
you're like grandma
her.
Date.
Really, actually, I just want her to teach me stuff. So I would like have the kids play, and I'd be off trying to like pick Kris Jenner's brain.
Boom.
Perfect. Or Kris Kardashian now, right?
Right. She went back. Yeah.
Oh, Jack? Oh, she did. I didn't know that.
Play or nay?
I would say yes for the same kind of reason, but for Scott Disick to hopefully show up because I love him.
You guys, Kim and Northwest got the shaft.
Nobody.
Like, you're like,
no
I just want Kris
and a
I want.
Gateway.
Okay, J Lo and her twins. Who, P.S., we don't see much of.
How old are they?
I don't know. Any, like six, maybe?
Wait, who's she married to?
Well, she had baby with Mark Anthony.
Oh.
I'm going to say nay, because that sounds boring.
Yeah, it sounds super boring.
Yeah, I'm going to say nay, and I don't really know why. I'm totally mom judging.
Pass.
But...
Yeah.
I say nay, but then I'm a little yay, because I kind of want to go to J-Lo's house and see, like, what skin cream she's using on that face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, Mariah Carey and Moroccan and Monroe. Dem babies. She calls them dem babies.
Yay all the way. And only because it would be such a spectacle. Like, I'm so curious of what goes on in that house and that world. So I feel like just to check it out, I would be like, sure, Molly, go play with that little one and get totally messed up.
The
while
kid
I...
named Moroccan.
Interesting names.
Moroccan and Monroe. Dem babies.
I'm going to say yay, just because Mariah Carey would be a hoot to watch as a mother.
A hoot. Does she drink?
I hope so.
I think so.
I would like to like have a
no,
little
No, she drinks
wine
champagne in the bubble bath.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to see what she looks like, too, because you know, like, Mariah Carey travels with her own lighting team. So.
Well, yes. Becca met her.
Becca met her last, I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
Met her.
And?
She didn't have
we
the lighting.
We were not at a place she could have brought her lighting
she,
people.
Yeah, the lighting
so
were not there.
I think that I got the real Mariah. Which was, you know, it's like you don't ever want to see people, like, you don't want to see Mickey Mouse without his hat. Like, without his head.
Does Mickey Mouse wear a hat?
Like, no, like the Mickey Mouse at Disney, you don't want to see him walking around the park with just the bodysuit and not the head part.
Yeah.
That's sort of what it felt like.
Oh, like, where's the beauty lighting?
It was, like, not quite full Mariah.
She said that she didn't know if it was really her or somebody, like, impersonating
really?
Her.
Really? And you know what? It's okay if she's, you know,
everyone needs off time.
Lovely. But the problem is, she gives us a false impression of what
she's face tuning
like.
Herself the all the time.
That's the problem. It's I unrealistic expectations.
It is.
When does Mariah's World start? It's soon. It's like this week or next week. I think
it might have already started.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. Let's have a girl group.
She's
watching. Okay, two more. Madonna and Lourdes.
Lourdes.
Jack.
God,
this looks disgusted right now.
Lourdes.
I think it's Lourdes.
Lourdes.
And this is Madonna's
daughter.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is she
she's
young?
Like 15
she's
now.
She's older.
She's
beautiful,
cool.
too.
Well, I'd have her babysit my kids then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you kind of have a play date with a 15-year-old, but whatever. Yeah. Molly's like, what will I do with Lourdes?
No, I would never trust a 15-year-old to watch my child. Okay. Now that I, like, when I used to babysit, like, when I was, like, 12, I would babysit all these kids. And looking at that now, I would never, ever let a 12-year-old or even a 15-year-old watch my child.
No,
ever.
You gotta be, like, 30.
Nope.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even let me watch my show.
I wouldn't either. I don't know.
You have to be old enough to go to real jail and not juvenile
if
jail.
You killed a kid.
Like, if something were to happen. Yeah. That's the rule.
Okay. I like that's the way you think
yeah.
about it.
Yeah, you have to go to real jail.
If you mess up, I can send you to real jail.
Mm-hmm. Last not one. Juvie. Yolanda and Bella and Gigi.
Oh my God.
Is that even a play date at this point?
I just, you know what? I got off topic at the end. I just went deep into like famous moms and daughters
they
instead
just keep
of
getting
like
older and now they're like our age. Well, ish.
I'm going to say yay.
I think Yolanda seems like a hoot.
I like Yolanda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess yay on those.
That was really anticlimactic.
Yeah, yeah, that's a weird ending.
Well, on that note, first of all, Allie, again, thank you for being our first guest ever. It really meant a lot to us. And also coming on and being so honest about your birth and being a mama.
Your hemorrhoid.
Yeah, because, well, listen, I think sometimes people sugarcoat it, especially celebrities, and they're like, it was the greatest moment of my life. And I've always appreciated you being real, and I appreciate it even more. So well, Allie has her life figured out. And when we come back, she's going to help you figure out your lives while we give you bad advice.
Hey, ladies!
Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, so, I mean, you know how this goes. You've answered our questions before. You've helped give some good advice.
I don't remember.
Did she not?
No, we did, but like, we give good advice? It was only our first advice.
I'm sure doubt that. She probably gave great advice. Probably, we probably gave terrible advice, so... You know the drill.
So things have changed.
Okay, so if you guys want to write in a question for Ask the Lady Gang, write us on our website, theladygang.com, and make your questions short so we don't have to edit them. Our first question comes from...
Don't you want to give them a coupon code?
Oh, shit. If you guys want 20% off of jackvanik.com, use coupon code LADYGANG.
Can I just say, I'm obsessed with your brand. It is so good. You. Every day I'm like, oh, I like that. I like that.
Tell me what you want, girl.
It's awesome.
I'll give you whatever.
All right.
Jack always gives things to celebrities.
It's so fun. Okay. Our first question comes from Melissa. She says, I'm 21 years old and I started a casual relationship with a 27-year-old. I lost my virginity to him, and despite him telling me he doesn't want a relationship, much of our time spent together is similar to a couple. He cooks me dinner, has bought me presents, we've gone out in public together, I've met some of his friends, etc. Should I bring up the idea of a relationship again? How do you know when friends with benefits has gone too far?
Wait, how old is she?
21, and he's 27.
I mean, she's got to just get out. If he's telling you he doesn't want to be in a relationship, he doesn't want to be in a relationship.
Yes.
I think girls think, oh, well, he just doesn't think that, and I can change him and all those things. No, it's not true. The guy that I dated before I went on The Bachelorette, he did the same thing to me. We were together all the time. He took me out to dinner, and he was, like, super rich. So we'd go to these super fancy places. But he always told me, I don't want to be with you.
Yeah.
But I thought we were together because we did all these coupley things together. And he was the worst thing that ever happened to me. So, girl, get out.
Oof.
I agree.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's probably pretty telling that he's telling you he doesn't want a relationship. Yeah. But
it can't be more
also,
black and white than that.
I mean, I guess you could try. Your last ditch effort could be, like, are we having sex with other people? Like, are we monogamous? And if he says, yes, we're monogamous, then you can be like, you've just been tricked into a relationship. Because, like, isn't that all that it is?
Exactly.
So,
sometimes,
like,
guys are just afraid of the label.
Exactly. And if he doesn't want to call you his girlfriend, that's another issue. But,
yeah,
like,
that's
you
an
might
issue in
actually
itself.
Still be his girlfriend.
I think he's probably sleeping with other people.
I agree.
But you should find out and also, like, make sure...
He also might lie, though.
He's also 27, so you should be using condoms.
And, yeah, that's what I was going to say. While this is all happening and you're figuring it out, don't get an STD. So make sure you are having...
I know, and
it is always shocking to me how many women, even our age... Not old like me, but like y'all's ages.
Using condoms?
It's crazy
to me.
Oh
my God, it's terrifying.
Yeah. I'm terrified. Please, wrap up that peen.
PSA, use a condom.
God, please.
They should just send them out to people.
Herpes is forever. Continue.
So is general warts. Ugh. Yeah, use condoms, girlfriend. That's so scary. Okay, our second question comes from Kylie. She says, I'm so not like this, but I've been flirty with a coworker lately, a married one. I absolutely want nothing to happen, but we work on a lot of accounts together and are friends too. Should I cut off the extra chat with him completely?
Yes.
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 Gosh, oh, that makes me so mad. Like, ugh, I don't even know what to say. But yes, cut off. That's terrible. Does he have kids? You know, he's married, but maybe there's children involved.
Because Kev's kind of a babe. Does he have girls at work that, like, are loving him a little?
I don't know.
She's like,
maybe.
Them
I mean, I mean, I would think so. Yeah. I mean, when he's at work, I'm sure. Like when they have guests come in, especially like when they're not celebrity guests, if they're just like, you know, listeners to the show, I'm sure that they are all up on him. But I trust him. I never even think about it ever.
I think about it all the time.
Oh, really?
We know.
Really?
You're surprising.
I don't know. I think don't be that girl. There's like one pact you can make as a woman and is like, don't be the whore because it will happen to you and then you'll be so mad at that other girl. Like, just don't.
That
be
like
it.
Relationship karma comes and bites you in the ass.
100%. The guy that you really love one day will be cheating on you and some girl will be like, he told me you guys had an open relationship. No, they didn't. They don't. He's probably at work being like, we're going to divorce anyway. Haven't you seen every love movie ever? They're Gone Girl.
That never works out.
They're not breaking up.
No. Is Gone Girl a love movie?
Gone Girl, he tells her that they're going to get divorced, no, but doesn't tell her. It's not a love movie. It's more of a murder.
It's a rom-com. No, yeah.
The love movie of Becca in her early 20s was...
You were the other woman.
No, every guy that I would meet, not every guy, but like being in New York and dating like older guys, they'd always be like, I'm going through a separation. That was never true.
Never true.
Never true. You have to get it in writing from the woman they're separating from. Because
you need to have like a drink with her, talk it out, make sure it's done.
Men are dirty.
They're, yeah.
I love you so much. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, our last question comes from Elsie. From the hills.
Is she I don't want to wait. Wait, what's the song? The rest is still unwritten.
Yes. Yeah.
I think you started singing the OC.
Yes, I did.
I was confused where we were in Laguna at that moment.
Okay, Elsie says... My boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years. We both decided to go back to school this year. I'm 22 and he's 26. And he quickly made friends with a small group of girls in his class. I'd love for my boyfriend to be able to have fun, to have a fun night out with his class without me tagging along and hating it or staying up all night worried. Is this normal? How do I ease my mind and get rid of these jealous and anxious feelings? Am I traumatized over my past experiences?
Did she say if they're going to the same school?
She didn't
say.
I would say, yes, you should be worried and go and hang out in that group.
That's different. When you're that young,
yeah,
you can't help but flirt and get involved. So mm-hmm. She needs to like join that group of friends.
Also, being a previous predator, I feel like if there was a cute boy that I was like flirting with and getting to know and like blah, 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 blah. If he incorporated his girlfriend into mm-hmm. the social activities and I became friends with her, it was a sudden, like, automatic, like, would never happen between me and the guy. But if this guy had this mystery girlfriend that we only ever heard about and she never showed up to hang out socially, I didn't create a relationship with her and I could ignore her when I was making out with him a lot easier.
Yes.
That's so true.
Brutal.
You admit
you were
a
previous predator.
I was a previous predator for sure.
I was too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like you have to be manipulative and be a smart girl, Elsie, and you become best friends with all these girls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, you be close to your enemies. Yep. So then keep hopefully close. They're not a total terrible person.
No, totally. Yeah. And I just want to add in one Keltyism, which is like, Elsie, you have to trust your gut too. Like if you're not able to sleep and you really are feeling like something's going on.
It could be.
Yeah.
You know, like something's going on. Yeah. Your gut knows.
He's cheating on you.
And if he's not inviting you to these things, like, which I don't know if he is or he's not, like, if he's not inviting you, that's a humongous red flag. Get out.
Yeah, and also, every once in a while, like, sneak up. Like, he'll be like, we're going to the bowling alley and just be like, oh my God, me and my girlfriend decided to come to, I didn't know you were in this bowling alley. Like, just make sneak attacks.
But, like, why is he also hanging out with just a random group of girls? Are any other guys hanging out in this group? Like, what?
Yeah.
That just seems
what
very
are the situations?
Strange.
Yeah,
we don't
like
that is
it.
Weird.
I'll see. The rest is still unwritten.
Such a good closing.
On that note, Allie, what have you been shopping lately on your blog? I saw the boots.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, my blog is suffering right now. Very well, because like I'll just post what I wear to, you know, go grocery shopping or, you know, like very
that's
like
good.
But you need those clothes.
Good.
But really, like if you see all these bloggers, that's one thing that makes my blog different. One, my blog isn't as fancy and it's the outfits aren't like as cute and polished and put together, but that's because they're real outfits. Mm-hmm. You know, like this outfit I have on now here, I'm going to blog about this probably in a few days because it's just a real casual outfit that I wear. So my blog doesn't look as nice as other bloggers because of that, but it's real clothes that real girls want to wear.
And it's the holidays. So are you doing like a gift guide or anything that we can go buy all our friends gifts?
I think so. That's
okay.
The plan.
So check out Allie Loves, but it's not Loves as in Allie loves her daughter Molly. It's Allie Loves.
L-U-V-S. Yes. Thank you. And thank you for looking at it. I'm like so brain dead right now that I like write my posts on a day-to-day basis. So you're like, are you doing a gift guide? I'm like, yeah, I think so. I'm like,
let me write that down.
Like, I'll go home and write my blog tonight. I'll just like I'll come up with something like from a photo I took at lunch a few days ago and write one for tomorrow. Like, I just fly by the seat of my pants.
I love that. And make sure that you follow Allie at Allie Fedotowsky on Instagram and Twitter. And also, if you want to get real tricky, follow Molly. Molly Mano.
Thank you. Wait, quick question. Are you? Did you take your husband's last name?
I'm going to.
You are?
Yeah. Not professionally, though.
Not professionally. Yeah. Okay.
Did you?
Like, legally.
Are you going Allie Mano?
I wanted to do it professionally so bad because I hate my last name because it's so hard to spell and nobody can say it. I go on talk shows. They're like, Allie Fedorowsky. Like, nobody can say it. And I did a Google Analytics, and basically for my website, one of the main terms people search that brings them to my website is my full name. So my publicist was like, you cannot do this. And I'm like, I can't. It would just hurt. So I am changing it legally, but professionally I'm not, which I'm so bummed about because I'm so sick of the Fedotowsky. It's so long and annoying.
But now you can call and make like reservations at restaurants and you can be like, Allie Mano.
Oh, I already do
that. I have like a double personality.
Yeah.
It's like, sexy.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
But I already do that. When I sign up for things now, I sign up Allie Mano already, even though we're not married.
Yeah, it's easier.
You guys are very cute. Okay, well, congratulations on everyone's happiness and your new baby, and thank you for coming back. Happy 1-year anniversary to the Lady Gang. And all together now. See you next Tuesday. Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.
Now, you know I can't keep a secret or a deal to myself, which is why I'm telling you the best place to find spring savings. Ross. Yes, the Ross. They have the looks you'll love this spring for less. Ross has the best finds and the latest brands at 20 to 60% off what you'd pay at department stores. So trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring. And don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those on the low. Deals on handbags? Yep. Hold my purse. Get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys. There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself, because you deserve to look like $1 million without spending it. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.